Well, praise the Lord. Isn't the word of God absolutely amazing? And it's incredible when we're born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, how we can receive so many promises and so many truths from the word of God and speak them over our own lives and speak them over the lives of other people. Now, behind all of this, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, at work in our lives and at work in the other people. It's interesting if we're witnessing and we want to see somebody born again, give their life to Jesus. It's good to know that it's not our job to persuade people in our own strength. What we need to do is speak the truth plainly and leave the Holy Spirit to do the rest of the work. To be working in the hearts and lives of those people or into that situation you're praying into. Over the years, I've learned some interesting lessons. I remember when I was on mission once in Germany and with Pastor Colin Urquhart, and I was on his team carrying his bags and learning the ropes, so on and so forth. And during the day, we were holding a series of evening meetings, but during the day, we had opportunity to go and speak to, I think it was a sixth form college. And I remember being in this classroom and these students who were way more intelligent than me and started asking questions about God and really asking questions I wasn't experienced enough to answer. About the miracle working power of God and some cynicism coming along in that conversation. And I'd been taught to, in conversation, listen with one ear to what the person's saying and one to what the Spirit's saying. And I just felt the Holy Spirit tell me to say this. I said, I haven't got all the answers for you, but come along to the meeting tonight and see for yourself what God will do. Hallelujah. And I think the enemy sometimes wants to bring everything down to an argument, but God isn't down. He's high and lifted up. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And for those of us that look to him and trust in him, and maybe you don't look to him and trust in him, you can learn how to do that by going to the Want to Know Jesus on our website. But for those of us who have faith in him, we know that God is a good God. He's an awesome God. And because we believe his word and we set forth the truth plainly in our hearts and lives and we believe his word higher than any other word, then we can see him at work. It's been a humbling thing in my own life to learn that my opinions don't really matter when it comes in line with God's, I'm trying to work spiritual things out. It's whether I'm going to hold on to what the word of God says and change my opinion and reason in line with his truth and believe and take hold of that by faith, as we're told to in scripture, or otherwise, whether I'm going to foolishly kind of think I know better than God's word. Well, man, that is pride, isn't it? And so it's a good thing today just to ask ourselves, are there areas in our Christian life where we're stuck because actually we're exalting our reason or our opinion over what the word of God has to say? Even some people will change the word of God or try and make the word of God, put it this way, say things it's not really saying just to suit their own opinion. We see this in 2 Corinthians 4, and I'm going to read from the Truth Version, a version by Colin Urquhart. But it says, therefore, we have no cause to be downhearted because by God's mercy, we've been given this ministry of glory. For this reason, we've put all shameful ways behind us and have nothing to hide. We do not deceive people, nor do we try to make God's word say what we want it to say. Quite the opposite. We proclaim the truth simply and clearly so that everyone can see our integrity before God. In the NIV 1984 version, it says, rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And so certainly in my life, and really it should be in the life of every believer, we need to make sure that we're saying, God, your word is true. All your words are true. And are there issues in my life that are there because I'm not taking hold of your word by faith and speaking your word over my life? Amen. Some days, for instance, just to keep this very simple, say, for instance, I'm having a prayer time, I will pray the word of God over my life. So let's just say a psalm most of us will probably know, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Now, the reality of my life, I may be in lack in one area or another, but I'm proclaiming the truth of God's word so that my lack comes into his abundance. So I'm saying, Jesus, thank you today that you're my shepherd, you're my Lord, you're my King. And therefore, as I trust you, you will supply all of my needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Now, that might be a need of wisdom, might be a need of finance. And I'm not talking about a prosperity gospel where I'm selfishly praying for the latest yacht or Cessna aircraft on the market. I'm talking about our genuine everyday needs for wisdom, needs for provision. I mean, man, the number of food banks that are needed nowadays need to be generous. It can be anything, but I'm saying, Jesus, I'm putting my trust in you today. If I'm fearful and anxious, I can pray that part of the psalm that says, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Jesus, I thank you today that I believe your word, and I'm praying that word over my life. Hallelujah. You may feel like there's a lot of opposition coming against you, so God may give you a scripture to pray that says, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Father God, today you will lead me in triumphal procession because my faith and my hope and my trust is in you. Let's finish today. You know, what weight do you put on the word of God? What weight do you put upon what he says? And depending on the weight and the trust and the faith you put in his word will depend on what you receive from and what he's able to do through his word into your heart and life. If the word of God is just a book of cynicism for you, you won't receive anything. If it's just an opinion, then you won't receive anything. But if you, by faith you take it, hold of it as a treasure, God's word revealed to us, hallelujah, then by his spirit he'll show you how to pray different parts of his word over your life and over the lives of others. You know, it says also faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Isn't that wonderful? So I may be feeling down or low or needing God's wisdom into a situation, needing to know what his word is into a situation or a decision I'm having to make. And God will lead me in his word and he'll reveal his truth to me through his word. And it's like a light comes on. Ah, yes, Lord, that's what I need to be praying. That's what I need to be believing for. Faith is restored or ignited in a fresh way. Why? Because I've heard the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I hope that encourages you today. You know, the word of God is not complicated. The word of God, though, is received by revelation. In Ephesians, it says, I pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation will enter your heart. So God revealing his truth, highlighting aspects of his word, so that we can walk in everything that he has for us. Well, I hope again that that's helpful to whoever is listening to this. Hang on, what weight am I putting on God's word? Am I kind of putting more weight on others' opinion on the latest trend or the latest thing or the latest way we should be doing this, that or the other? Or am I standing on the rock of Jesus? And am I looking to his word as my compass, as my direction in life? Only you can answer that. Only I can answer that for me. But I hope it encourages us to take hold of that for which Christ has taken hold of us for, and to look to his word, to lean on him, to lean into him, and to receive from him in every way. Now, I'm just going to finish with a prayer here that you may be relevant for you, and I hope it is. Dear Lord Jesus, would you forgive me for every time I look away from your word and I rely on my reason, my own understanding, when your word clearly says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make my path straight. God, I want you to straighten out paths in my life as I return to your word, read your word. Would you let the Bible come alive for me again in my life, so that, Lord, your word is the guiding factor as to how I live, how I walk, what I believe. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.